1983, Golf Digest reported 40,473 holes in one, or an average of 110 a day. Those of us who have played the game know how elusive perfection can be.
But to Donna Duke, a hole in one is becoming a habit, as Kimberly Cross found out.
The Guinness Book of World Records has all kinds of records for a hole in one. The most by one player, the longest. It even has a record for the most in a row, shared by 16 players. We have with us today Donna Duke, who comes from Camarillo, and has not only shot one hole-in-one, Donna has shot seven. Can you tell us a little bit about this incredible record that you've set now?
It's incredible, and there's no one that knows that any more than I do. I started on the 22nd of September, and I shot one in a tournament at the Ohio Valley Country Club. My next one was 2 months later in the Kauai Surf in Hawaii. The third one was 2 months later at Point Magoon Naval Air Station here in Oxnard. The next day, after shooting the one at Point Magoo, I shot one here at Camarillo Springs on the 12th hole. The very next day, I shot one at the Santa Clara Regional Park Golf Course, and then I've had two since then at Santa Clara, the latest one being last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday. That must have been awfully exciting for you.
They've all been exciting. I think the first one has to be the best feeling, but they all have a feeling of your legs shaking so bad you wish you could just stop then and walk off the course.
Are you nervous now every time you go out?
Oh, certainly. Everyone expects it, you know, and I'm even expecting myself to do it, which it's just incredible. I can't attribute it to anything other than the fact that I have taken some lessons from the lady pro at the Santa Clara Regional Parks by the name of Nancy Bannon. Nancy has helped me tremendously with my drives and with hitting a straight ball. And the only thing I can say is hitting the straight ball is what's doing it.
Mm-hmm. You must hit an awfully long ball also.
I do hit a long ball, but it's a straight ball.
Mm-hmm. It must be. How long have you been golfing?
Off and on for about 15 years. I started golfing in the 50s, and when I moved to California, I gave up golfing for bowling. Mm-hmm. I recently took up the game again in 78, I believe it was, and didn't take it seriously until 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I've been playing on the average of twice a week.
For the last 2 years?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you do any other sports?
No, I don't. Golfing is about the only thing that I have time for right now. Mm-hmm. Since I've retired, I try and get in my 2 days a week. The house keeps me busy the rest of the time.
Well, I'm sure, especially the golfers, are awfully curious about this. What is your handicap?
16.
Now, 16 for the non-golfers, is 16, do you hold a record in your club? Is this the lowest?
Oh, heavens, no. No, no, no. I would say I might be in the top 10 here at Camarillo Springs, but no way am I the best here.
So are you going to continue to golf and...
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to continue to golf, and I'm going to see if I can't even do any more than seven.
Uh-huh. I find this all very exciting. We're very happy to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Whether you're a weekend golfer or a Tuesday night bowler, remember Donna Duke. With a little patience, some practice, and a lot of luck, you too could have something to tell your grandchildren and County Magazine. From the Camarillo Springs Golf Course, this is Kimberly Cross.
I somehow have the feeling that she'll have a few more of those before she's done.
Start to make in all of sports is the hole-in-one in golf. Recently, I found a woman who has a remarkable record in that category. Really remarkable.
Earlier this year, there were two holes-in-one captured on television during the regular PGA Tour. There was John Foate's ace in the Bing Crosby National Pro-Am at Pebble Beach. You can mark down a one on this shot. And there was this impressive shot by Mike Donald during the 1985 Los Angeles Open Golf Tournament at the famed Riviera Country Club. Remember now, these are professional golfers. But they don't hold a candle or a six iron to this lady, who is not a professional golfer, but a former civil service worker and a 15 handicap. This is Donna Duke, who since January of this year has scored 10 holes in one, ranging from 110 to 213 yards. That's 10. All certified by Golf Digest magazine.
I took some lessons, and the pro helped me straighten out my hook. And ever since then, it's just been hitting a straight ball. And I guess a good club selection and praying my kick.
Well, we thought we'd have some fun with Donna Duke and see if she can make one of those holes-in-ones for our camera.
It's a tough chore, but anything can happen. We set Donna up on the 128-yard 10th hole at the El Caballero Country Club in Tarzana. The green is guarded by water on the right and by two yawning sand traps to the rear. Remember now, the odds of an average golfer making a hole-in-one in a single round of golf is 8,000 to 1. Donna hit balls for about 30 minutes. Some were good, some not so good. But then...
Well, there it is, Carlos. Get tight, Carlos. That is right on it. See you land?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Well, Donna came within 2 feet of the hole from 128 yards away. No, she didn't make another hole-in-one on cue. What the heck? The odds are 8,000 to 1. But a noble effort nonetheless.
It's got to be a lot of luck. It's got to be. I realize there's some talent involved, but there's got to be more luck than talent. There's got to be.
From Tarzana, Joe Butita, Channel 5, News at 10.
Real nice lady, and we had fun with it. You won't believe this, I know, but while she was warming up, she made a hole-in-one, and there were three or four people watching it. True story, but she couldn't do it on camera.
Okay.
And finally, a reminder that tomorrow's Angel Tiger game.
Entire lives without ever getting a hole-in-one. Tony Hernandez reports this afternoon on someone for whom that rare feat is becoming par for the course.
This woman's been playing golf off and on for 15 years and had never had a hole-in-one. But since last September, Donna Duke has accomplished something truly remarkable, seemingly supernatural. In a little over 8 months, she has shot 12 hole-in-ones. Donna's dozen aces have come on six different regulation 18-hole courses, including one in Hawaii, in front of 25 different witnesses.
The first one I was surprised, I think, and then after that I got excited too. The first one I wasn't sure it really happened till we get up there at the hole, and it's in the hole.
This past January, Donna carded three hole-in-ones on three consecutive days on three different courses. She has 10 aces this calendar year, one short of the record held by a man.
I've been close to the pin, and I've hit the pin before, but to have so many drop, you know, it is unreal. If I hadn't been there, I wouldn't probably believe it myself. Mm-hmm. But I've been there, and I've seen it, and I know what's happened.
Without voodoo, without any
That's
supernatural
right.
powers.
And my clubs have not been blessed. I have been asked that. My clubs have not been blessed.
Donna, who carries a 15 handicap, has been blessed with celebrity status lately because of her streak.
Even an elderly couple followed her around about three or four holes the other day to see if she was going to put a hole in one. And everybody wants one. They want to touch her. You know, they come over, can I touch you? Or
Well, we put Donna on the spot by taking her out to the fourth hole at Simi Hills Golf Course, a 141-yard par 3. Despite her recent prowess, Donna had never been asked to knock in a hole in one on camera before. She's been feeling the pressure enough every time she plays anyway.
I step up on a par three, and right away someone says, are you going to do one now? What you don't want to do is think about it. And it may be hard to get that next one. It really may be, because all the time you're thinking about it.
17 feet, 5 inches today. You can do better, right?
Yeah, you betcha I can.
Right now, I don't feel it's over. I'm hoping at least one more. Sometime this year, I hope there's one more.
And so do we, Donna. Tony Hernandez, Channel 2 News.
You know, even though she didn't sink a hole-in-one for our cameras and for Tony, coming as close as she did is really remarkable. I really don't know what to say about something like that. It's just a dream that many of us have.
Noting that she won some of those on consecutive, she plays a lot of golf.
Yeah, she has, but she's a very gifted and talented woman and plays a lot. You better believe it. I think I'll call and see if she can give me a couple of tips.
All right, yeah. Indeed. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Happy was mowing them down in Memphis. Donna Duke was sparkling in Satakoi. Donna, golf's Wonder Woman, seen here in a recent feature we did on her having shot 12 hole-in-ones in 8 months, did it again yesterday. On the 132-yard 15th hole at Sataquoy Regional Park, she pulled out her trusty 7-wood and knocked it in the hole, her 13th ace overall and her 11th hole-in-one this calendar year, which ties the all-time record set by Boyd Stone of Bakersfield in 1962, something John can certainly appreciate. I guess the 7-wood is what you need in the bag.
Probably 7 through 13-wood, as a matter of fact, to get up that way. I mean, it's...
News for the Dodgers. I'm heartbroken.
Yeah, bad news. Bad news for the Dodgers. Pedro Guerrero suffered a knee injury in a spring training game in Vero Beach. We will show you that injury. And plus, it is the first ever Sports Star of the Week. We've got all that. Yeah, are we excited? Yeah. We'll be right back.
As a springboard for a brand new sports feature here on Channel 13, Sports Star of the Week, it's called, and it begins with this amazing woman.
What it is now. If you can't see it on the green, check the hole first.
Good advice from a lady who knows. 55-year-old Donna Duke of Camarillo shot 14 holes in one last year. And for those of you that chart things like this, yes, it is a Guinness World Record.
You know, I played for years and didn't even have one.
Donna has had 17 aces in all, but her most famous was a hole in one on the 274-yard par 4 at Point Magoo. Her ball carried 222 yards and rolled right into the cup. And she can thank her good fortune, believe it or not, to a bad back. Two bad discs forced Donna to alter her swing.
I only go to here because my back, I can't turn. I've got two bad discs going. And as long as I don't do that, and the pro helped me develop that, as long as I don't go any further, my back doesn't bother me.
And to show you that Donna's for real, we held up play on a par 3 at River Ridge Golf Course in Oxnard. We gave Donna 3 orange golf balls. You saw the first one. Here comes the second.
I can't even see it, so I have no idea what it is.
And right in the middle of the green. But watch what happens on the third ball, and I swear to you, we have not altered this video.
Why are you so good at this? Why can you score holes in ones when people like me play for 20 years, never even come close? What are you doing that the rest of us aren't?
I don't know what I'm doing that the rest of you aren't. I really don't. And every time I have one of these things, I look up and I say, why me?
Has he given you an answer yet?
Not yet. I just keep doing it.
The question everybody's going to ask me is, these are all certified, witnessed holes in one.
I have never been on the golf course alone.
Donna, because of your feat, and it is an amazing feat, anybody to get one hole in one would be a memory the rest of their life. 17 of them is just absolutely unbelievable. And because of this, we are making you our first ever Sports Star of the Week. There's the hat. Wear it proudly out on the golf course. And with that comes the Sports Star shirt. So congratulations, Donna.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Listen, if you have somebody you'd like to nominate as our Sports Star of the Week, send the nomination to 915 North La Brea, Los Angeles, California, 90038. The KCOP-TV Sports Star of the Week. So get them in, ladies and gentlemen. We're waiting for you to mail it because we're going to go out 52 times a year and hand out the Sports Star of the Week. And then at the end of the year, we're going to have the Sports Star of the Year. We're going to get a panel together and get it down to 10 finalists, and we'll judge the Sports Star of the Year in Southern California.
Remarkable story.
I know great golfers who have never had a hole-in-one.
Yeah, that was no typo.
I know lousy ones who have never had a hole-in-one.
Well, it was no typo. She had 14 certified holes-in-one last year. One of them, 224 yards.
Okay.